So for me, when I was starting to bald, it, I felt like I was doing a good job hiding it. I was just letting my hair grow a lot, but you could still see like the thinning hair, even though it was a lot of hair. And then I had a friend who bet me $10. Like, I bet you $10 you can't shave it. And I don't know, for bets, I just I go all out. So I shaved my head, got $10. I've been shaving my head ever since, dude.
You know who has aura though? With and he keeps his hair and is like balding as fuck. Walton Goggins. That guy is. I don't know. He looks kind of swaggish.
Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. Where what is it?
Monthly DLC.
The monthly at this point, every 3 to 4 weeks. But we're back. We got some interesting topics because things have been happening. We have Dr. Disrespect and some issues. We have Kai Cenat and some issues. And then we have the state of play, which we'll talk about. But for now, let's talk about what we've been up to. For me, I've been playing Monster Hunter Wilds only today. But and so I've always weighed 230 pounds. I am officially under 200. I am 199.6.
Nice. The heaviest I've ever was 230.
The heaviest, I think at some point I hit like 238, like close to 240. But like I always average around 230.
That's good.
And I've lost that, and I'm going to keep going another 30 pounds with muscle. So I plan on being like 170. But I'm the thing is, I know I'm skinnier, but I don't like I still don't see it in myself. Like when I look in the mirror, but I know that I'm getting there.
Well, I mean, you can tell if your jeans.
All my clothes fit better, but I still don't like mentally like see it, but it's not stopping me whatsoever. It's not like demotivating me or anything like that. But and then I cleaned up the room, so then I'm gonna start reading books now again. Maybe we'll see. I haven't started yet, but I'm gonna try to do one book a month.
What's the first book? Do you know?
I'm gonna finish the.
You should do. You know, this is a when I was trying to get you know, back into it, read something short.
Oh,
don't read something crazy long, or read a book of short stories.
The thing is, I'm not trying to do it as an achievement. I just want to like start reading again and hopefully be like a book a month. But if it's a book every 2 months, that's going to be fine for
me. That's good.
So I don't have like
just read one. You're ahead of a lot of people.
Like over 50%.
And audiobooks count, I think.
I agree with you, which I feel like that should be a topic. But because the thing is like there's people that... People that don't read don't even listen to audiobooks, so that's already a step ahead of that. So if you're just listening to audiobooks, you're good to go. That's what I feel like. But
there is a topic.
Oh,
but it was big on TikTok, but I know nothing about it.
Me neither, probably.
Rotten Mango, Stephanie Sue's podcast was talking about some YouTuber.
Oh yeah,
but I mean we're not going to talk about it. But okay. I'm just saying.
Okay.
There was some drama.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Dude. I'm a shout out to Stephanie Sue. I remember her early days of TikTok. She started off mukbang and she transitioned to true crime, and it has taken her to the sky.
Nice.
Props to her. But,
but that was it for me. What about you for this?
Let's see.
This
what
month.
Have I done? No games. I think I played Fortnite just to get Godzilla. And then a new season happened. I didn't play the new season.
I know Roberto is playing it because Spike Spiegel.
Oh yeah,
he got it, and then he played. He literally played it until he got a victory royale, and then he met me at the gym.
What did he think? What does he think of the game? Yeah, because I'm assuming that's the first time he's ever played it.
No, no, he played it when Metal Gear came out, when Solid Snake came out, because he bought that skin, and his second skin is Spike Spiegel. But I think what he's done is he bought the skin. For Metal Gear, for Solid Snake, his first game, he Victory Royale. And then I think he stopped playing. This one, I know his second win was the Victory Royale. And I think he stopped playing that one too. He just literally buys the skin, plays the game, and that's it. So
it sucks because the Cowboy Bebop is only Faye and Spike.
Yeah.
But I want Ayn. I mean not Ayn.
The girl, Ed, yeah. Is it supposed to be a girl? I actually don't know.
We don't know. It's it could be. Yeah. But played Fortnite. I finished two more books. 8.
Damn.
So I got 2 more and I'm done with 10, but
that's crazy.
In 0
months, 3 months now?
0 TikTok videos about the books. And I have the ideas for it, and like,
damn,
now that I've stopped reading it, like, I don't want to make the videos anymore. Yeah. Like, I'm done with the book, but I still want to make this one video.
Make it as you read it. Like, don't worry about how you edit or what the content is. Just
that's
do
a good
it.
Point, because I'm trying to make reviews that are not spoilers, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah. Like, because the thing is, you just have to get it out there, and you can like do multiple videos. Like, have a video of like the day you read like the, you know, half of the book, and then the other day that you read the other half of the book, essentially, and just like write like, you know, what I'm doing today. Like, this is what I've done. Because, like, honestly, that's the thing that also, it sucks with me. I want to, like, from the get-go, make a video, but I want to plan it all out, and then it stops me because of the planning. I just need to, like, record, and a lot of my videos that I actually release are not planned.
Just
they're just
need
like,
to record and send it to an editor from outsourced.
From the Philippines?
But, yeah, so I finished In the Miso. So, it looks like I've read a lot, but it's not entirely true, because I'm reading short. They're really short.
Okay.
So, In the Miso Soup is a short book. It's by Ryu Murakami, and wow, it's considered. So, I was at the LA Times Book Festival, and this girl in line. We're waiting in line for someone. We're talking about books, and she's like, "Oh, I recommend In the Miso Soup," and I knew of it, but I had no interest in reading it. But it's from the guy who made Audition, the movie.
Okay. Yeah.
So that book turned into a movie. And I was like, you know what? It's a short book. I want to read it. And I read it. And it's supposed to be really disgusting. I wasn't disgusted by it. It was like, eh, whatever. It was kind of graphic, but...
Is it like the scene in Fight Club where he's like, only clean food? And he's like, may I not recommend this soup of
no,
the
no,
day?
It's like worse than that. Oh, I mean, shit. It's like gory. Like, there's like a crazy thing that
happens. I thought things like got put into the soup that you don't want.
Yeah, it gets crazy, but I mean, long story short, it's about a kid. He's like a tour guide, but for sex in Japan. And so this white guy comes in, a gaijin. They call him gaijin. He comes in and he wants to have sex, and so he hires him, and they go on for a while. It turns crazy. It gets fucking crazy. And I'm at points of the book, I'm like, damn, is this real? Like, I'm like questioning it as like, is the white guy, is he a robot? Is he even real? Like, because the way they describe him is so fucking
like robotic
weird.
And like,
yeah, it's weird. Like, yeah. He would do very weird things.
Is the tour guide like the white guy asks like, I want to do this, and he finds people that are willing to do that kind of thing?
No, he's just in it for the money. So he's just like. I mean, he knows all the spots.
Oh, okay. So he just takes some of the areas and then he does that shit. Okay.
Yeah, but he wants like he'll do things like he wants details. He's like, so, like, how was it like to the girl? And he's
this
like,
is the boy.
Yeah, yeah. He wants to know. I don't know why.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He wants
to
know. He's like,
woman.
The she's like, I don't know. He felt like metal, like robot. I'm like, this is fucking weird, dude.
What
like,
the fuck.
Yeah, I was like, man, this is fucking weird. But yeah, it was a good read. I read. Fuck, this is recommended by TikTok, and it's like a mixed review, but it's called A Short Stay in Hell, and it's a crazy ass book, because it's written by a guy who's a hardcore Mormon, but it's about hell. And so in hell, the main character is a Mormon, but he chose the wrong religion, so he goes to hell.
Oh.
And they're like, oh shit, so what's the right religion? He tells him what the right religion is. It's like a real religion, Zoroastrianism or something. It's a weird old religion, and he's like, since you didn't believe it, you're going to hell. He's like, what's hell? He's like, well, you're gonna be in this library, and it's filled with like, it's not infinite, there's a finite number, but it's filled with like billions on the billions power of books, but you have to pick the book, you have to pick the correct book, and the correct book is the book that tells your life story, but there can't be no grammatical errors. So you could pick the right book.
You can find a book that has your life story, but it has like
but
all these
the
issues.
Is spelled wrong. Yeah. And that's not the book. And you, once you find the book, you deposit it and then you get sent to heaven.
Does it talk about like inserting the wrong book?
See, they don't do that. They never, no one ever did it in the book.
Because,
no
like,
one...
let's say I'm like, I'm sitting down reading the books to find the, like, the grammatically correct book. And then I didn't realize there's a letter, a word spelled wrong. Mm. And I turn it in thinking it's mine.
They don't mention it. No one ever tried it.
Too. So he just, like, reads them all until he finds.
But it's crazy because, like, it's not infinite, but the concept is like, damn, even if it's a finite number, if it's a really yeah. large number, yeah. it's, you're never going to find it. Like, yeah. I think he like, cause it's like, it's weird. It's like vertical too. So he decides to jump off. And when you jump off,
you don't,
he jumped off for years and he still didn't hit the ground.
Oh like, shit.
So it's fucking, and if you kill yourself, you get reincarnated.
Yeah. Back so, into hell.
So, but it's like, is it really hell though? Because like, you can eat whatever you want. Whatever you ask for, they give it to you. And then, yeah, you can't kill yourself. But it gets fucking crazy because, like, I don't know. It just makes you think, like, and most of the books are gibberish. So it's like the monkey typing thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So you pick up a book and then they're like, it's just like punctuation marks. So like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And every... Like, they kind of organize, and they're trying to find books for... If they find a complete book, they haven't found a complete book. Like, 1,000 years have passed, they found a book with a sentence, and they're like, yes, we found something. And they're like, dude, this is fucking hopeless, dude. But it's crazy because...
But this is, like, there's multiple people here. Like, yes. This is, like, hell online.
Yeah, and the thing is, he goes really deep, because most of the people are congregating down the top.
Okay.
He goes really deep. He doesn't meet... He goes so deep that he hasn't met anyone for years.
Oh, wow.
So your mind starts going crazy.
Well, yeah. As what is it? The imprisoned? Solitary?
Yeah. It's crazy because they'll do things like they get so bored. They play a game of tag that lasts years. But it's fun because there's nothing else to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're never going to find the book. So, yeah, it's I recommend that book. I finished it. It's an hour and a half read.
Okay.
It's fucking fast. It's good. Fuck. Yeah. And then I finally watched Interstellar. And damn, I wish I reacted to it. Woo! That is Christopher Nolan's like most emotional movie for sure. Like,
it's really good.
Yeah.
It's really, I like the concept of like him revisiting, free will versus like coming back.
Predestination.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And the cast is like every dude. What's crazy is so the one of the astronauts. I was looking at him like, this guy looks fucking familiar. I just don't know where he's from. And then I looked at it. It's from the Hunger Games. I was like, okay, I recognize him. But he kind of has the same beard.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. So another one down for Christopher Nolan. I've only seen like half his films. So
I need to watch Dune 2. I haven't seen that one yet.
It's on Netflix.
I know. I need to watch it.
I need to rewatch it because I fell asleep. Even though it was my favorite film of the year, I fell asleep. I was tired. But I know the next Dune film is going to be sick.
And that's still not the last one, right?
No. It's not. He's not even the main character of the series.
Atreides? No.
Yeah.
That's him? Paul Atreides. And what's the dad's name?
I thought
it was the Paul.
He's not even the main character, dude. It's crazy. It's his son that's the main character.
So we haven't even gotten to the main plot.
We've seen his mom. His mom shows up in this Dune 2. Split second.
His mom being a Paul Atreides' mom or no. The wife of Paul Atreides?
The mother, okay. The wife of Paul Atreides.
Okay.
And it's played by Anna Taylor-Joy. She's in it. She's in it for like 10 seconds.
Split second.
five seconds.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Other than that, on to the next book. I don't know what I should read next. Audition. I might read that, or I don't know. I feel like I need to read because I like to read nonfiction and fiction. Yeah. I feel like I need to read a nonfiction book, so I'm thinking about reading Fresh Off the Boat, only because he's getting viral on TikTok, Eddie Huang. So
yeah, I saw the thing about the dog.
Yeah,
yeah, he had gotten.
You know, so Eddie Huang, like, you know, he made Fresh Off the Boat. It's loosely based off his life, but yeah. He talks in an urban manner. So he's, you know, urban usually means like less educated.
Yeah.
That guy's a smart dude. He's a lawyer, man. He's a smart ass dude.
Wow.
Like, you ever see him talk about race? Intelligent man, dude. Intelligent.
I mean, he was smart enough not to react to that guy after he was like, that guy was doing some insults, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. I know that you went to Twitch LA.
Oh,
I don't know if you want to talk about that.
Twitch LA. Twitch LA. Twitch LA.
Still the same. It wasn't like anything crazy.
No, it's like, dude, you got to do your own network.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I talked to Kaisa.
Okay.
She's the girl that does like political takes, like ooh, ooh, baka, da da da. And I think she was kind of surprised that someone recognized. Like, oh, you make. I was like, sorry. I was like, you make TikToks, right? She's like, yeah, Kaisa, right? He's like, yeah. I was like, and then me and Beats are talking to her for a minute.
Okay. But, okay.
Yeah. Other than that, Twitch Smelly is the same old same. It's just that was. I don't like going there. It's too far.
I know, dude. It's so far. But yeah, I was. So that was Saturday, I think. Yeah, I was barely coming off of a sickness. Mm. And then for Tuesday, I was worried that I was still going to be sick. So I wanted to just cancel the plans. And then I think I was pretty much good on Tuesday. So we could have done it, but I wanted to rest still.
It was packed though. It was usually the last time I went to that kind of event at that location, it was only like 10 people. This one was like packed. But a lot of people getting into streams. Every year, more and more people are getting into streams.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I know there was like Twitch news about not needing to be sponsored anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You could just start making money off the get-go.
That's good. That's a good thing. I wonder know if there's people pissed about that.
They're pissed because they believe that getting like affiliate and then sponsor is like the right way to do it. But the thing is like for affiliate, it wasn't that much. Yeah. Like you only had to have like 10 consecutive viewers, which honestly, that just means you're just consistently streaming.
Yeah.
That's all that means. But yeah, anything else for you? Try any food spots in LA?
No, I'm just trying to be healthy, dude. I'm not healthy grind.
You want to jump into it then? You want to start with Kai Sinat or with Dr. Disrespect?
Let's just do Kai.
Yeah, let's do Kai Sinat. So the one I know of is just recently, he talked about how people can watch PewDiePie. On YouTube, but honestly, his audience is just as bad. Like, how can people watch him? I mean, I watch him, but like the thing is, like, there's people that could, from the outside perspective, can be like, how can you watch him? Like, he's just like trying to play a game and he keeps dying.
Yeah.
So what do you think? It's just a weird take.
It's
though.
A weird, yeah, because it's like it's
everyone's different. So like the fact that you there's... got huge does like could also be weird.
It's also like there's an audience for everything.
Yeah.
So there are people who like watching
Kai. There's an audience for us.
There's people who like watching Pew. There's people who like watching us. But yeah, I mean, just to say, like, everyone has their own tastes. And I can see why PewDiePie got famous. But he was an early adopter too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like the dude that whenever you see people do scary games. He was the prototype. He was the originator of that shit. So I think PewDiePie is entertaining.
I think so too, man. When he used to do the, what was it? The happy
meal time or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the little bike game or whatever that you would. I love those things, dude. Cause it was like super quick, like videos of like just him trying it, getting annihilated and being like, what the fuck?
But at the same time, he has had some bad takes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but like, everyone, like, after you've been online for so long, you will, in like, have a bad take. Like, mm-hmm. It just is what it is because everyone has their own mentality and they think, you know, everything they think is right. And then when you put it on the internet, you're going to have people that are going to argue with you.
And that's my biggest fear, dude. One day, some guy's going to bring back something. Yeah. I say it, I'm like, fuck, did I say that?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. But, I mean, I feel... I mean... I think intuitively people don't know that they're going to have to deal with that, but I think it's something that every streamer will have to deal with, you know? We had extra Emily have to deal with it.
Yeah.
So it just happens. Even though she didn't intentionally say that word, people were like, "Oh," and then she jokingly said something that was that word, and that's where it got even worse for her. But
I feel like there comes a point where you need to hire a PR person. Like, when you're making a lot of money.
You think so? I mean, the thing is, so this is like a bad take for him, but it's not a take that would ruin, yeah, like his career.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I think
extra Emily thing.
Oh, okay. But I do feel like for Kai, this is a moment where it's like he should double think the getting a PR person, because in the future, he could say something that's not correct and people will cancel him. Definitely. Could happen. I know the other thing about Kai Cenat was, we'll talk about it. That streamer who said, how can he, who plans out all of his streams when he does like the Batman cave, just as Batman, yet there's three streamers, specifically Valkyrie,
Pokimane
and Cenat, who just perm their hair, and then they got just as many views as Kai. And it depends on the audience. It literally is your audience. Like, there's so many people in the world that you can split these audiences and they would still, like, those numbers to us are super significant. I think overall, like, they could be even bigger. So it's not that big of, like, I don't think it's a crazy take, like, to see these things happening.
I'm going to say something.
Go for it.
Attractiveness sells.
Yeah, definitely. And so
that's why they're getting the views.
100%.
Like, and to counter that, Ludwig shaved his head and he's losing fucking views. Bald discrimination, I'm telling you. So
what we're saying is we as bald guys can't get the views, man.
That's why, you know, this is like a tangent, but if you notice, like, bald people, it's like characterized in fiction to be villains usually. Lex Luthor, blah, 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 blah. That's why I have a lot of respect for One Punch Man. Because he's bald. He's like the only bald good guy.
Yeah, like good guy.
God damn. And even in One Punch Man, like, I remember reading the manga, they're talking about the news. He's like, yeah, there's a bad guy roaming the streets. He might be bald. And you see, like, Saitama go, what? Bald people are evil? Like, I'm just like, man, see? Fuck, dude. Can't catch a break, man.
Well, then that's where we need to change history. But
Ludwig, yeah. He's finding out being bald is hard mode, man.
But the thing that I hate is he's finding this out and he has a choice. He can grow his hair back. True. We can't grow our hair. I mean, we could, but
there's wigs.
It wouldn't. Would you wear wigs? But yeah. And then I don't know. Do you have anything else to say on this one?
No, everyone has their. There's people who like rage streamers. There's people who like people who don't talk and are really good at the game. There's an audience for everything.
Yeah, definitely.
An audience for everything.
And the major one, attractiveness, but not for bald people.
Or if you're going to go bald, have a good shaped head. Sorry, Ludwig.
Yes. And then next up is Dr. Disrespect.
Sheesh.
So from my understanding is he went on a rant because he got upset that people that were streaming with him and said were his friends were now like stepping away. But honestly, bro, if you're doing the things you're doing, I don't want to be associated with you. Even if we were friends, like at some point in online presence, I can't be associated with you because then I'm also seen as like.
I think it depends. Like if Dr. Disrespect came out and said, like, you know, I did it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And then as a friend, I'd be like, damn, I need to make steps to improve this. I wouldn't walk away from him. It all depended on his apology. But with his current apology, of course, I would not associate.
But even then, like the thing is, so he got caught. He kind of like apologized. But then he came back doubling down. And it's like that's where it ruined it. Like he did get some people that were like, yeah, fuck yeah, disrespect. Like, but the people that are like, no, this is not okay. Like, you should have just apologized and never came back to this ever again. they're the ones who are like, I can't associate with you anymore. And then, so then obviously he made that rant.
He said other stuff streamers, like people like that.
Yeah. They're to get fake.
Knocked out.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoo, these are like fighting.
They're
words,
fake. Like, they're not friends.
He's like, Lupo bites my style.
Yeah, dude. And
it's like, he only averages 400 viewers. I'm like, God, dude.
And then other people responded, and I think you, I don't know exactly what
Nick
the response
Merckx was like.
Yeah, Nick.
He said something like, you put us in a bad spot. Like, and he said, like, you're calling us phony? Dude, you dress up in a costume. You're the one that's phony. I'm like, man, this is getting fucking heated. Well, you know what's crazy about the whole situation, though, is he doesn't talk crap about Tim the Tap Man. And Tim kind of like, I think he cut himself off from him. But I know he's talked about Tim after this thing happened. He would say, Tim's a nice guy.
This is what I think happens. And I don't mean to talk bad on anyone. I don't think Tim cut ties with Dr. Disrespect privately.
Okay. Like,
so they probably talk and text and stuff like that. Like, hey, man, you're doing okay. Like, blah, blah, blah. Stuff like that. But publicly, he doesn't even contact him. Doesn't, you know, that's, I think that's where it is. And that's probably what Dr. Disrespect wants. But the thing is, you know, some people don't like kind of blend their private life with their public life. So it's like, if I don't talk to you in public, I can't talk to you in private. Like, you know, but I think that's something that probably Tim is doing, is he's talking to him in private and still like hitting him up and stuff. So I'm assuming that's why he still likes Tim.
What's crazy is when we met Dr. Disrespect at the Game Awards, that was a week before the cheating scandal came out. Okay. And he was with his wife, too. It's like, damn, that's fucking... The timing of that. Jeez. Whew. I mean, damn, dude. Like,
he's not just done one thing. Like,
he's a talent... I hate to admit, he's a talented streamer. Yeah. He's very funny. And it's just like...
You know what's funny is we were... What was it? Was it a TwitchCon? We saw Beam Dr. Disrespect without his, and I was like, I think that fool's him. I think he's him. And then I saw his TikTok, or not his TikTok, his Twitter, that was not his persona, the Dr. Disrespect. He, like, I would have never known. Like, honestly, if I see that account and then see Dr. Disrespect, I would never know it's the same person.
Bad. Yeah, he looks different.
He looks, he looks
different. The hair color is different, too.
Well, yeah, it's true. Yeah. But yeah, I would have never, like, have known.
It's because of the glasses, too. Like, you can't really see his eyes.
Yeah. And... It's crazy. That blew my mind. I was like, what the heck? I know who this is, and I still wouldn't believe it. Like, that blew my mind. But, yeah, dude, Dr. Disrespect. I don't know. Like, honestly, if I was in the same boat, I would lose all communication with that person. I don't know if, depending on the person, like, if it was a really good friend at the time, I would, privately still be, like, you know, talking to that person, but in public, no communication.
I always think of, like, apologies, and Dr. Disrespect, obviously, that wasn't a good one. Travis Scott, after the people got killed, that was not a good one. I always think back to who had a really good one, and it's Sketch. The way he did his apology, he admitted to it, and he disarmed it by using a joke. He's like, yeah, that was me. Like, you know, and blah, blah, blah. He made, like, a sexual joke. I'm like, that's... Own up to it, and...
The thing is, though, is, like, I feel like the situations aren't similar.
That's true.
Because one of them is essentially embarrassing for him. It wasn't, like, a thing that, like...
Illegal.
It's normal.
It's
it's not illegal or anything. It's just fucking embarrassing. Mm-hmm. I think he handled it, like, amazing, but I do think the situations were different because it was not illegal in any
way. But there is a way that he could have apologized and
look
good.
But yeah, I'm really glad that, you know, that's over for him, and he's still streaming, still doing what he's doing for Sketch.
That guy doesn't even stream, dude.
He just does,
dude.
Other streamers.
No, I always see him do commercials.
Oh yeah, NHL or NFL?
Yeah, or Prize Picks. Dang, that guy, dude, never really streamed on Twitch. Was just a TikTok streamer. It's crazy.
But he was doing his TikTok streams with people on the Twitch space, and now he's pretty much just streaming. Because I see clips from like from Cinna, from Pokimane, and he's chilling with them, dude. Valkyrie, I'm like, what the heck? So yeah,
get that bag, dude. Amen. Which is, oh man, this is like kind of off tangent, but this shows up on my TikTok. Have you ever seen the bus driver and his TikToks? He's like, I'm a bus driver. See what I do during my lunchtime.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But and he does this thing where he goes, you know, POV solo date. And he goes to like Chili's or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That dude could fucking eat. But what's crazy is like, dang, this is gonna sound bad. When I see him, dude, I'm like, dang, this guy kind of looks like the Guna Roll.
Oh no.
Just, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, dude.
He kind of looks like the Guna Roll, dude. But which is funny because, I mean, no disrespect to the guy, the Guna Roll guy.
Yeah.
But me and my coworkers are talking about it, and we're talking about like, you know what? Why did he do that? You know, maybe he was embarrassed, right? But I was like saying, but my coworker's like saying, dude, he messed up. He should have used that as a stepping point to begin his content creation journey. I'm like, dang, you're right. Because he created a following. Oh, I mean, it was small.
Right, right.
He's like, he could have been like Hawk Tua, but I mean, it's embarrassing, but use that to fuel.
Yeah, own up to it, like kind of thing. But
take a negative into a positive.
Yeah.
What, Jon Snow says, like, you know, you can't, if you have bad things about you, wear like armor, then they can't hurt you with it. It's
like, fuck. Which is, I feel like what Sketch did, dude. He made jokes about it, made it into armor, and now he's.
It would have been funnier if he came out like makeup.
Now he's unstoppable, bro. He's unstoppable. Do you have anything else on this topic?
No. Oh, man, I can't watch Disrespect. I think he's super talented, man, which is crazy. Dang, this is another hot topic. I might get flamed for this, but this is just my opinion, so don't go attacking Vargas. But Dr. Disrespect used to do this thing where he did a Chinese accent.
Yeah.
But it to me, it was
that,
so
that
fucking...
That was when he was doing PUBG.
Yeah. To me, it's... Like, there's a thin line between doing, like racist or accents and making it racist or humorous. If you can do it well, and it's pretty, like... Team America, for example, they do this, like, gibberish.
Yeah.
It sounds like a fucking North Korean song, dude. I'm Korean. I'm like, this sounds like a fucking North Korean. It's gibberish, but it's done so well.
Right.
I can't get mad at it. Robin Williams used to do like accent, Pakistani accent. I remember he did a stand-up. This is fucking accurate. It's not racist, dude. It's like so. But Dr. Disrespect used to do that. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. It's pretty fucking accurate. I thought he was really speaking Chinese, Mandarin. Yeah. And it brings me to another point where like there's this TikTok. I mean, it's you know, people do accents, and it's kind of, sometimes it's racist, sometimes it's not. But there's this one where this guy's making a TikTok about a Chinese restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and there's a kid working. It shows a kid; he's pretending he's a kid. He's doing homework on the corner. I'm like, oh shit, it's kind of accurate. And he's like, oh, you want ego? You want? I'm like, dad, that's fucking accurate, dude. You want ego? Oh, comma number two. I'm like, dad, this is fucking accurate as fuck. Like, this is not racist, dude.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, because Dr. Disrespect did do like a really good gibberish accent, but it sounded like legit.
Dan, there's another thing I don't want to talk. I shouldn't say it, because I think it's okay to talk about racist things if it's your own race.
Yeah,
but yeah. I'm gonna not. I'll talk about off the fucking.
They're not Korean. I got it. Well, do you have anything else on this topic?
No, man. Just
all right. Next one is just a few things. I think they were from the State of Play, but there was Star of Providence, which is a game that's being released by Big Mode, which is Donkey's publishing thing. So I thought that was really cool. I honestly don't have any interest in the game, but I haven't really looked at it. But I was interesting to see. And then from the makers of Returnal, Housemarque, we have a game called Saros, which is coming out, and I'm excited for that game. And then we have Lost Souls Aside, which is a fan-made game. They were trying to make it kind of like a Final Fantasy 13 type game, so I'm excited to see. No plans on buying it yet, but if it's good, I really enjoy Final Fantasy games, so especially if it's a fan-made game, I'm assuming they're going to add things that I would find enjoyable. Pretty excited for that one. And the last thing is, I think Metal Gear comes out in August. Mm. I don't know if you plan on getting it, because the reason I ask is because...
It's PS5 only.
Well, that too, you don't even have a PS5, but you had asked Hideo if trophies would ever come to the thing. And he's like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then they came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then and then they've been coming out, dude.
Yes.
So you still going to get it in platinum?
See, well, if Delta follows 3's trophy, it's an easy trophy. That's an easy platinum.
Okay.
But if it follows like 2, it's not an easy platinum. So if it's 3's.
Does 2
include? I mean, okay, so. Dan, this is kind of off topic. But Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2 came out.
Oh, yeah.
And it's crazy because like people are like, fuck, this game is like TikTok. Yeah. Like, this game is hard. It's not the Xbox version is the hardest one, harder version. The PS3 version is not as hard. So I'm just like, bro,
there's another level to it.
Yeah,
dude.
It's not that hard.
And
dude.
You guys aren't there.
Yeah, but I kind of want to platinum the Sigma 2 one, but I need a PS5.
You do. So I guess that leads to the question: would you plan on getting a standard PS5 or the PS5 Pro?
Nah, not the Pro.
Not the Pro? So Roberto scared me because he was talking about Wilds and he's like, dude, the only place you can play Wilds on console that's good is the Pro. And I was like, what the heck? And it runs fine on my standard PS5. I don't know. It's what just scared the shit out of me.
Damn. Like, the thing I'm worried about Wilds and I'm probably sure I'm pretty correct about is they did the incomplete game thing. Where there's no G rank in it, and because that's what they do with Worlds, and it would come out later.
I think the route they're going, and they did it with Worlds, and I think it was planned from the get go, is when they do the expansion, that's where G rank gets added on. Which I don't remember if I heard that there was already a expansion announced for this one, but I think that's what it's going to be. You beat the game. There's still more things to do after the end credit rolls. But from there, you have to wait until the expansion comes out, and then you can do G-Rank stuff.
I don't like that. And people were asking me on like Instagram and Discord, are you going to pick it up? Are you going to pick it up? Bone Dark was asking, are you going to pick it up? I was like, you know, I was supposed to be a Monster Hunter streamer, right? Like, but I told him my take. I was like, I think I'm done with Monster Hunter. Like, I don't see myself. I have no interest in it. Yeah. I might pick it up in the future, but.
Yeah. When it's like cheaper.
It's like, there's like a couple like things that kind of irked me like about the recent iterations of Monster. I mean, FromSoft, every game that they make, I mean, I'm not saying this is the right way to do it.
But it's very similar.
Not similar. It's different. It's different, which mm-hmm. I like. So, for example, like the physics of Monster Hunter, it doesn't really change from iteration. It does kind of, but not really. But Dark Souls 1 to 2, different. 2 to 3, different. 3 to Bloodborne, totally different. Yeah. Elden Ring, Bloodborne, different. Dark Souls, Elden Ring, different. I need that kind of change, but also, like, the difficulty has to be the same. At least the same, not easier. And one thing that really broke my heart is when they super nerfed Rajong fights. I was like, dude, he is like a shadow of his former self. And that just like,
the thing is, like, I agree with you. Like, I do want like a harder difficulty, but I feel like the way they're going about it with Worlds and with this one, I think is a smart move for newcomers because they're making it super extremely easy. Like, I've been murdering fools with my standard weapon. I haven't even upgraded my weapon yet. And the thing that I hate though is there's no like actual town anymore, or at least I haven't gotten to that point. So it's like a campsite. And you would go and like reset everything and then just go off again. I could literally like either start a mission or I can just walk out into the world. Like, there's no like actual town that you have to like load into. It's just the thing. And then I'm right now, I switched to like a different area. So it was a desert one. Now I'm in a forest one and still just a campsite. And it's like irking me. I like want a town, like somewhere where like it makes me think like I'm not in the game right now. But this makes me think like even though I'm in town, I'm still in the game. Like I'm still like counting down the time that I'm like trying to do something. So it's irks me, but it's very, very friendly to newcomers because I feel like it's very easy. The monsters hit me and do no damage whatsoever. So I feel like it introduces new people, and obviously we can see that. Like there was talks about how many, what, like 700,000 people streamed the very first day.
It's crazy because I remember it was so niche. Like, so it was niche, crazy. Yeah. I mean, this podcast was founded through Monster Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
And we're lucky to have people that played that game, but really no one played that game, dude.
This podcast would have never happened had it not been for Monster Hunter.
No one played that game.
Had it not been for you looking up meetup.com, finding Karosh. And it's crazy. It still blows my mind that's how it happened. And then you invited me like a year later.
Yeah.
To your like one of the anniversaries. It was a year
anniversary.
Yeah, the 1 year anniversary. And I had deep dish pizza with you guys. And then I started coming over. Yeah.
It's crazy, but I'm happy for Capcom. You know, keep on making this shit pop. But my Monster Hunter days is probably over.
But I also feel like we're different players now. Like, I used to be all about wanting like the most difficult thing, the most challenging thing to do, which is why I like blood level 4 run the whole game, you know, including DLC bosses. But honestly, now I wouldn't even attempt it. I don't want a challenge anymore. I just want things to do.
You know what's funny? Well, you know what was the last time I played Monster Hunter? I tried to do the Behemoth mission solo.
Oh, yeah.
And I was doing a lot of damage. The fight was going on for long, and then I died. Because I guess I didn't know some of the mechanics. I was damn it.
There's the meteorite. He calls it a meteorite.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to, I think, hide behind a rock. But, like, I was behind it anyways, and it still hit me, and I didn't understand that. But there's two monsters I could never beat solo. One of them, the Ivory Lagicris. I remember I got to the point where like I wouldn't even have a second of not hitting it. I learned all its moves, so I just kept hitting it, move, hitting it, didn't kill it. Time ran out. And then the Behemoth. And I was like, I don't even care anymore. So I'd never even tried to kill the Behemoth. I just like got an online team and murked that fool and was done with it.
I might play Wilds. It really depends on the end game. Their most recent end games have fucking sucked ass. For you. So my favorite Monster Hunter is Freedom Unite.
Yeah.
But my favorite end game is For You. The relic weapons.
Yeah, dude.
They need to do something like that.
That was amazing. That was like endless end game content, dude. Because you could find like all these combinations and then like a year later find like the best combination. Like, I feel like that was perfect, dude.
Crazy as I had like really good weapons.
Yeah, I consider like that type of end game like an open-ended end game because it never ends. Like you could like decide I want to find like a weapon that has this stat with this ability, and then spend your whole time fucking looking for that. And 1,000 hours later, you find it, and then you can be like, no, now I want this one, and another 1,000 hours.
And I still die on this grave. When you're fighting Rajong, greatsword and weakness exploit. Dude, if you don't have those two things, dude, you're fucking doing it wrong.
I know one thing they added on this one is greatsword has perfect block now. So if you block like last minute before the monster hits you, you take no damage.
I would love that.
But you have to be like... Because if you're in the middle of an attack, the block won't like happen. So you have to like be ready for the block. So, but yeah, I'm gonna learn it a little bit. I'm using greatsword again, but this has the secondary weapon. I can just switch weapons, but I haven't done that yet. I haven't taken advantage of that. But you could like literally ride your the pet and then switch weapons while you're riding it. It literally tells you press triangle to switch weapons.
Actually, that's kind of cool.
So on the fly, you can have two weapons at all times.
I was good at the game. I don't know how to use LBG and Lance, which is weird because I know how to use Gun Lance, but it's very
different. Yeah, I've never.
It's very different.
The thing I've never learned is bows. Like, oh, yeah. I use OP. The Kelby bow, but all the other bows, I've never tried it, and I feel like I'm not even doing damage.
Bow has always been OP, man.
Yeah, I feel like it has been, but I've never even, like, tried to get into it. But yeah, that so
I gotta give a thing shout out to Capcom is out of all the video games, I think their armor sets look the sickest.
Yeah.
And it's sad because like World of Warcraft or Diablo, to me, they don't look that sick.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter armors always have been sick.
See, in the beginning of World of Warcraft, they had sick armor and then it slowly just got worse, dude. Like I would wait for an expansion. They'll be like, all right, the new raid is here. Here's the sets. And everyone's like, oh, what the hell is this? Like, that's lame. All right, next one. We'll wait for the next expansion. Next expansion. Here's the new sets. What the fuck? No, it's... We'll wait for the next... And it just keeps happening. And even recently, too, they had an expansion. Just recently released a raid, so they showed the armor set. Everyone's like, actually, this is actually pretty sick. So just recently, it's the sickest armor. But... Other than that, all the other expansions pretty much were not that great. But you never answered, are you getting Metal Gear? I think you might have answered. But yes.
The answer is yes. Will I get a PS5? Probably not. Because you know, I have a lot of PS5 games, and I don't have a PS5.
That's crazy.
I have Persona Reloaded PS5.
Just buy it secondhand somewhere.
I mean, I could. The thing I could afford it. Yeah, I just don't want it yet. I want to move out first. Oh, okay, that's okay, like okay. I want to go back into streaming, but I need to move out first.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to figure out logistically. So what I want to do right now is like move like 75% of my stuff into a storage unit, then find a place, then
move out. But
I got to move my shit, dude. I have a lot of shit. A lot. So I want to come back to streaming.
All right.
Better than ever. And I'm doing something that I always was critical of people doing. I'm starting brand new, fresh.
Starting a stream house.
Yeah. No, that's too much drama. Dude, like, I mean, if I did, I would have to vet each person like crazy.
Well, I mean, don't do like a legit stream house. Just do a place where you're going to let people stream if they want or do videos or do like a content house. And then just have them pay rent, and that's it.
I just like the way Shroud. It was crazy. He's like, you know how much Shroud his house is? Because it was funny, because I was watching TikToks, and I'm like, his house looks really nice. And I was like, damn, where does he live? He lives in L.A.
I didn't know that.
And so I was like, where does... I
thought he was like East Coast.
And because the reason why, because he's doing that, it's probably over now. He was doing that Fragathon.
Oh, yeah,
and
he'd
invite people over, and it was like a huge-ass house. I'm like... LA? I looked. $10 million house.
Ugh, fuck.
Man. It's like 1 acre of land in LA.
See, but he did it right, though. He never talked about his house. Like, the thing I hate about Ninja is he became famous fast. I love him for that. Like, you know, you do your thing. But then once he had the money, he started talking like any rich person does, dude. He's like, dude, you're fucking poor. Don't talk to me, dude. And it's like, what the heck? And then he started talking about like the shit he would buy. Louis Vuitton, like. And I was like, bro, I hate this. Like, I hate that he just became the rich guy. Like,
should you do it? Should you do it like XQC? Just wear brand names
on stream? Don't say anything. Just don't say anything. It's fine. You can wear it. Don't say anything about it. I just hate, like, I feel like they're flaunting it. It's like, bro, like,
that's
everyone
thing.
Helped you. Like, don't, like.
We can go on another topic. Recently, Timothy Chalamet, his acceptance speech.
Yeah.
Has gotten flack. Some people, like celebrities, were saying, you can't say that. Because he even says, it's like, I shouldn't be saying this. And I know it's not right to say this, but I want to be one of the greats. And I was like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I was like, he's not saying, like, I am the greatest. Yeah. He's saying he wants to be one of the greats. And so I think it's okay to flaunt and stuff like that, to be honest.
I mean, it depends. Like, Chalamet is doing things on his own, like flaunt your money. But when it's that you're a streamer that people are giving you money, like don't
It's the same thing. Chalamet's doing a service. He's acting. We're giving him money.
I guess, but like in a different manner. It's not a direct donation.
They're both entertainment, and they're both giving money.
I don't know. For a streamer, it may anger me.
Chalamet's speech reminded me of the Kendrick song. Like, I deserve it now.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, dude. Like, you could say shit like that.
Yeah, that was a damn good song.
You could say shit like that.
I mean.
Which is funny because, like, in person, I don't brag or anything.
Yeah.
Online, I brag. But it was cool. It's cool to hear, like, at the Twitch LA meeting. I don't, like, other people don't talk about themselves. I don't really talk about myself, but all the streamers say, oh, yeah, Bosses does this and he does that. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. But I never said, because, like, they were saying, oh, what's the biggest raid you got? I didn't even say, I mean, it was, like, 1,000 from Legion, but I'm not going to say that. But that's, you flaunt it, brag it, I mean, if you're like someone that inherited $1 million, don't brag it. But if you're like kind of self-made, yeah, brag it.
I don't know. I just feel like Ninja blew up too fast.
I mean, it's kind of messed up the way, I wouldn't be like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're poor, blah, blah, blah.
But and the thing is, too, is like, I don't know his content. I don't watch it all the time. I know people can do it jokingly, like, might have context in front, like, you know, they were talking about this and he just, like, all of a sudden, like, had that persona to make the joke and then switched back to, like, nah, I'm just fucking around, guys. But they clipped only that part, but I don't know. I just feel like I wouldn't like Ninja. That's all. All right, do you have anything else to say? I think we're going to just cut it here, guys. So thank you so much for listening. We'll try to keep it still every 2 weeks, but honestly, whenever we have time, we'll do an episode, and then we'll wait another 2 weeks and then see if we have time again. But thank you guys for listening. Catch you guys in the next one. Peace.